Selfishly, for Oklahoma, it would be better if Indiana didn't enact right to work, because we believe we have a competitive advantage right now over Indiana by being able to compete for against you for jobs and capital.
That's Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce President Fred Morgan in January urging the Indiana General Assembly to pass right to work. And this is Oklahoma Union member Kitty Asbury protesting at the Indiana Capitol a few days later from WISH-TV.
We were just brought down to the middle of a room and told that we were losing our jobs as a result of right to work.
Is there anything the rest of the country can glean from Oklahoma's decade under right to work? Jonathan Small is the director of fiscal policy for the conservative Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. He says it's hard to argue with Oklahoma's economy.
Our GDP is up and productivity has been increased per worker. So we've seen several things happen. We've also seen net in-migration of people grow into Oklahoma.
But pay for manufacturing workers is down slightly, and population increases are a trend across most of the Sun Belt, regardless of whether workers can be forced to pay dues. Small admits right to work is more about basic fairness than economic indicators.
Right to work isn't the single only sole factor. Remembering, too, first, it's a principled reason why we do it. When you have a policy like we used to have, that someone would have to be a member of some bullying organization in order to get a job, regardless of what the outcome is, we still think it's better for people to be able to move and freely throughout the job market as they see fit.
But basic fairness is also the core argument for union leaders like Gary Ketchum of Teamsters Local 523 in Tulsa.
It forces the labor unions to have to provide our services to people that don't choose, they choose not to pay dues. It legalizes theft. It's morally and ethically wrong.
Ketchum says right to work is nothing more than an attempt to bust unions. It means less money coming into locals and more animosity between workers. It's no secret when someone chooses not to pay dues.
And if they choose not to join, then there's a point there they become, in our eyes and the workers that they work around, a freeloader. So everybody in that plant, that freight barn, that facility knows that, hey, that guy or gal over there is freeloading off of me because I'm paying dues for these services that I'm getting from the Teamsters, and this guy or gal is just satisfied to freeload and have me pay his or her way.
Oklahoma AFL-CIO President Jim Curry says fewer than 1 in 10 union-represented workers choose to opt out of paying dues. And union membership is actually increasing in Oklahoma following the economic recovery. The number of dues-paying workers was up a percentage point in 2011 to about 6.5%. Still, Curry says right to work damaged his members.
Well, I can tell you for several years after it passed, none of my locals, and I represent over 230 of them statewide, could get a contract signed before it was expiring. Many of them worked without a contract because the labor management relationship was so bad for several years following right to work passage. It was really, really bad and contentious in contract talks.
But both sides agree a governor's signing ceremony won't be the end of the right to work debate in any state. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.